This is Sonny Flores. I'm a resident of the East End, and I'm going to walk you through the Metro East End line. Right now, I'm in the corner of the main end, Texas Avenue, which then later on becomes Harrisburg. And the Rice Hotel was one of the original capitals of the state of Texas. Very historic land. It's a few blocks away from Allen's Landing, where Houston started. And this line continues on here going east. And we're going to be going east. All the construction going on and the noise that you hear is a connection made at the downtown, what Red Line as they call it, connecting the East End line to the downtown area. Quite a bit of work going on here, but it looks like they're getting close to it. Right now it's June 2014, and it should be ready here within months. The line is supposed to be starting here in the middle of the year. And now we're headed toward Minute Maid Park and Dynamo Stadium, headed on down toward Dowling Street. And off we go. Okay, now we've moved over to the Dowling Street station. And on my way over here, I passed by Minute Maid Park. I'm at the corner of the Dynamo Stadium now. And of course, there's all that, those beautiful old houses on Avenida de las Americas. And there's a lot of action going on in this neighborhood. The construction work is all over. Traffic, of course, it's like Houston. It's all over the place. But there's a lot of beautiful things to see on the way over here as you're moving down from Main and Capitol on down this way, going through the middle of the city and seeing the old post office and so many other things. An interesting restaurant is right across from Minute Maid Park called Home Plate. And it's owned by some Thai immigrants that have started that business. There was a time there where it appeared that Metro was going to condemn that property, but they fought them and they continued to hold it. And it's been now over 10 years and they're doing quite well there. Once again, showing the melting pot of Houston, Texas. The train is still there in that Avenida de las Americas, and those old houses added to it, showing the historical group here in town has some beautiful houses there that are renovating and showing off there, all through the efforts of a man by the name of John Now. It's going to be quite a place. But right here we're at Dowling Street. Dowling is named after the hero of the Sabine called Dick Dowling, and that's where the name comes from. Dowling is an old street. Main thoroughfare goes all the way from the East End through the Third Ward. And normally it's been a historic African-American neighborhood. Now it's all quite changing and becoming a mixed neighborhood. And you see a lot of townhouses, a lot of the old supply houses. There were a lot of plumbing supply houses up and down the street. Now there are only two left, but now all of that seems to be changing. And I think before too long, we'll see nothing but townhouses and apartment houses in this area. It's become quite a hip place to live. With Metro here, that probably will move people easily in and out of the area, into the downtown area, the East End and Medical Center and so on, to connect different locations. Minute Maid Park, I'm still looking at and fascinated. It's a huge, huge place. It actually was 8 train stations, and the trains used to come in here, and these were passenger trains, not freight trains per se. That's where the way people traveled at the time. No airlines were operating. During the construction of the Minute Maid Park, they had to condemn certain properties. One of the properties was the old Stewart & Stevenson blacksmith place. And Stewart & Stevenson went on to become a huge operation that makes trucks for the military industry. But during that time, while they were digging around that area, they found some old horseshoes that Stewart & Stevenson were producing over 100 years ago. Quite an interesting place. Minute Maid Park, of course, was built in a hole in the ground, and it's substantially lower. There's a lot of earth being moved out of there to make this thing work. Right now, we're seeing the construction still going on the Metro line. We're right in front of the Dynamo Team Store. Nice, bright orange place. They've done a beautiful job with the stadium. The stadium is really something to see, and it was also the stadium that was the least expensive of the four sports stadiums that we have here in the city. Right across the street is the place called the Loft at the Ballpark. That was the old Borden Creamery. The Borden Milk Company has had their original operation. Gale Borden, before he got into the milk business, was a surveyor. He surveyed the city's streets downtown. And all the streets downtown are 80-foot right-of-way, but somehow Texas Avenue, which is the street that fronted from the old Borden's Creamery, is 100 feet wide. It's the widest street downtown. I don't know if Mr. Borden had financial interest in making it 20 foot wider or not, but anyway, it's the widest street, and right now we thank him for it because we certainly could use it. Now, across the street from Dynamo Stadium is Texas Barbecue, a long, long time barbecue restaurant, very popular in the area, and it's still there, same as always, serving the same dishes. If you look at a corner across there, you start to see the townhouses right by the railroad track looking toward the east. In a minute here, we're going to go under the underpass where the train goes over and the traffic goes under. And in that area, we're going to see some beautiful murals that were put in there by the East End Management District, and they're well kept up and graffiti-free. There's some beautiful plantings. It's summertime, so here we have the beautiful roses and plants blooming all over the place. Right next door to it is CenterPoint. Energy has a large maintenance facility there that they've done a great job in beautifying the area. They've landscaped the area, have a lot of greenery around it, and you can see that they really worked at being a good neighbor. And once we're under that underpass, down we're into what's called the classic East End, and that's kind of the beginning of the East End. Name of the street changes from Texas Avenue to Harrisburg. The next stop is the coffee plant. Okay, now we're at the coffee plant station. A beautiful mural by Metro and a local East End artist. It's got the early beginnings of the city, and it's called the Magnolia Mural. And the reason for it is the area was called Magnolia Park. And so that's how the name came about. This is a really good looking station with some terrazzo floors. As you look up and down the street, there's nice wide sidewalks that were put here by the Management District and Metro. There are some beautiful blooming crepe myrtles on both sides. The station is 100% complete, and so is the line. The problem is the connection with downtown, and we haven't been able to get that connection done. As soon as that is done here in a few more months, that's when the line starts. The actual train has been here for some time and also being checked out by Metro. But as we came down the underpass looking at all the beautiful plantings and the blooming plants, it was quite a view. Now, as I look back, looking down Texas Avenue, I am looking at the downtown area. I'm looking at the big Minute Maid Park and many other things. This Harrisburg Street was essentially the main street from Harrisburg, Texas, which was founded by John R. Harris. That was the first city in Houston. Had it not been for the Mexican War in 1836, this would have been probably downtown Houston. But as it happened, during the war, the entire Harrisburg was burned down by the Mexican army as they were marching through here to go into San Jacinto. It never quite came back. Mr. Harris died, and somehow all of that can-do spirit, I suppose, died with him. But this is old historic town. Actually, could have been downtown Houston to where we're standing. Right now, I'm looking at the coffee plant. The coffee plant produced Ford cars back in the in the 30s, the Model T's came out of there. Never so often you see a mural with a Model T on there, and that's why they do that. The old Folgers plant, it used to have a beautiful neon sign with a cup of coffee at the end, dripping the very last drop that would drip all the way down maybe about 300-400 feet on that. It's a very tall building. And you could see it from downtown Houston, and their big advertisement was that Folgers coffee was good to the last drop, and it was a beautiful neon sign. Since Folgers has now sold the plant to a company called Maximus Coffee, they insisted on taking that sign down. We tried here in the East End to keep it, but Folgers just would not relent. Right across from the coffee plant is the Rec Supply, one of the many supply houses in the area. Then catty corner from them is another supply house called Fastenal. The area is full of supply houses scattered all over the place that used to serve the industry, the port, and all those areas. This became quite a industrial area because of the Port of Houston once it opened up 100 years ago in 1914, and this is the anniversary year. Kind of a big deal for the Port of Houston, and it's been a big deal for the citizens of the East End because it supplies so many jobs. The other job maker in Houston, and maybe not as much as it used to be, was the railroads. The railroads were marshaled normally around here and probably had to do a lot with the industry that was here and also the port. And that railroad industry hired many laborers and employees. The reason the area has become a Hispanic neighborhood is because so many of their employees were fleeing the Mexican Revolution during the decade of 1910 to 1920. There was a lot of turmoil, there was a lot of instability in the country, and so many of them fled Mexico and came to the U.S. When they came here, they always could find jobs with the railroad, and that's how the area wound up being such a Hispanic neighborhood. Now, times have changed and a lot of things are happening, and it's becoming much more diverse, and will continue to do so as we look more like the entire city of Houston instead of the old East End neighborhood. But it, I think, will always remain a very Hispanic neighborhood. Restaurants, of course, are all over the place, and there's good restaurants everywhere you look, mostly Mexican restaurants, a Vietnamese restaurant, and a Peruvian restaurant, and Thai restaurant and so on, but the majority being a wonderful Mexican restaurant that most Houston comes to see. The best known one, of course, is Ninfa's restaurant that everybody knows about. And one of the polls we've done here in the East End is, what do you know about the East End? And it seemed to be like if they knew anything about the East End, they knew exactly where Ninfa's restaurant was located. Now, we're talking about the original location on Navigation. That seems to be kind of a key point where people come to eat Mexican food and enjoy the jitney that takes them to the ball games during baseball season. It's a nice rainy day, but it's clear enough that I can look downtown. I can see all those high-rise buildings at the end of Harrisburg. It's quite a view, and I think we've been discovered. And as this goes on, I think that this East End will become more heavily populated. The latest census showed that we had about 100,000 people in the area we call the East End, which is essentially from I-10 on one side, US 59 on the other one, and I-610 on the other one. And I think that population of 100,000 is going to be substantially bigger in a few more years. Well, from here we move on down the line and go to the next station. So here we go. Okay, now we're at the Lockwood stop. The Lockwood station, obviously, is at Lockwood Street in Harrisburg. It's a nice, big, wide intersection. Of course, Lockwood goes all the way from 45 to Interstate 10. We're now in front of a large CVS pharmacy, probably owned by Frank Liu, a developer here, who owns the old Stewart & Stevenson property. It goes a very long distance all the way from Lockwood down to the last stop where we were, the Milby stop, where their coffee plant is. This station, same as the other one, has a lot of beautiful mural on it by local East End artists. And right across the street from the CVS store is a very, very old automotive shop. It's called Caprivas. And the Capriva family is now in the third generation of running that place. And they've kept this small service station at the corner in fantastic shape. It is one of the places that most people take pictures of when they come to the East End. Lockwood is a connecting street from the University of Houston that comes all the way through the East End, and so we see a lot of U of H students in this area. They kind of sprinkle the neighborhood as bringing a lot of young people and kind of brightens the neighborhood. We're going to move on from here and we'll go to Eastwood Park. That's a little about 2 blocks from here. The Eastwood Park, an old small neighborhood park. It's got a tennis court, it has a basketball court, has a jogging trail. Everything else is very well kept by the Parks Department and very much used. The community center is a voting area for the local elections, and you'll see a lot of people going in and out of there at all times. It's also a place for local gatherings and local communities to come together. As you move forward on Harrisburg, you're seeing that it's nice, clean, and well taken care of. Metro has done a good job, and I think has really helped and improved the neighborhood. We're going to move on from here on to in the Altec station, getting close to one of our major intersections at Wayside. Altec station also is the area where the trains can peel off and
go a maintenance barn that is, yeah, it's about a, 2 blocks away from the main line, and that's where they maintain the cars. Maintenance, as they define it, is where they clean the buses and wash them every night and do some minor repairs, check the brakes, and to go through a safety check. Very nice look place they have. Built there for the maintenance, and looks a lot nicer than the word connotes. Very well done. Okay, now we're at the Altec stop. This is where the main line separates and goes to the maintenance area that I was talking about. And there's a big station at this point. The view downtown still is fantastic, and you can still see all those high-rise buildings. A lot of small stores. Some old buildings being converted into current use. A lot of Hispanic names on the businesses, a lot of small businesses all over the place. Bus lines operating, as you heard the one that just went by. Right across the street from Altec is the old Lennox Barbecue. The barbecue place has been here a long, long time, very well known by all the neighborhood. It's still in business, only they do only catering. They don't have a dining room anymore like they used to in the old days. Right beyond the Altec line is a railroad track that is a place where there'll have to be a overpass built, and Metro has now voted to build the overpass, and this construction will be done. This part of the Metro line is not constructed yet, but will be here in the near future as they make the connection as the line goes over the railroad track, which is the main line, and it's quite busy, and it does need some way to separate the traffic. A little bit of controversy on that, but that's been settled, and there'll be cars, traffic at the street level, and the Metro line would go over the railroad track. The Federal Transit Administration rules require that the Metro line not intersect any railroad lines. So that's why the situation is. And we'll be going over there here shortly and tell you a little bit more about what the place looks like at the other end. It's looking pretty good at this point, but all throughout this area, except for the stretch where the elevated will go, is the only part that's not complete. Okay, now we are at the Cesar Chavez station, and right now we're looking at three beautiful murals that are on the side of the Simon Menswear store. Three murals that hopefully will be here for a long, long time. I am told that if for some reason the building is moved, changed, or whatever, that these murals can be taken off and actually be moved somewhere else. But there's something to see. Really, the artist has done a wonderful job on it. This is called the Cesar Chavez 67th Street stop, and it's right across from a great party banquet hall called Maribela, owned by an architect that has great hope for this neighborhood and has really done a wonderful job with this location right here. And this is about the place where the overpass would come down in this general area, and hopefully that will come soon. Metro has recently voted to go ahead with the overpass, so I assume we're going to be seeing the last pieces of this finished up. However, despite the overpass not being completed, the Metro line with the actual Metro trains will actually stop, and at a later time when it's completed, then they will open up the area in between. It would have to be buses for the meantime, but that's only an interim type of solution. The main thoroughfare where we're standing is 67th Street, now called Cesar Chavez, named after the labor leader. There's right at the corner is a new art gallery called Box 13 by a bunch of young people that have put an investment there, and hopefully will attract some artists to the area. We're seeing more and more of these warehouses turn into lofts and have possibilities for an artist colony. It could have easily happened. The area is full of businesses right and left, fast food places, nice restaurant right at the corner, and different kinds of businesses. You go up and down here, one of the bus stations called Pegasus Tours is close by here. There's an old feed store that's quite something here. That's the old-fashioned type feed store that you no longer see anywhere, but they have exactly what you would expect a farmer would find out in the country. And a lot of people that have pets and farm-like sort of things come to this place. It's called Hendrick's Feed Store, and it's quite a place to see. Hopefully it'll be here a while. It adds a lot of certain flavor to the neighborhood. I see a sign here advertising the botanical garden at Wortham. There's a particular discussion going on right now regarding the Wortham Park and the botanical garden, whether it will or will not go in there. This obviously will get resolved here in the near future, and we'll see what happens. The golf course, of course, is an old country club that was here for a long, long time, the original Houston Country Club. Later on closed and moved to the west side of town. But it was a very well attended country club for a long, long time, but now it's a golf course that is loved by the golfers here in the East End. Okay, two blocks beyond 67th Street is there's two streets, one wayside going to the south, and 69th Street, now called Macario Garcia Boulevard, are going to the north. And this was a major intersection. It's full of businesses there. The original one of the original Sears store was there for many years. It's now turned into a wine garden shopping center, full of small businesses and very successful businesses. The shoe store there at one time was known as the store that had the highest sales per square foot of any of the shoe stores throughout the country, and this was a national shoe store. Right across the street from the shopping center is a lot of businesses, one of them being McDonald's. That McDonald's is owned by a Cuban family. Once again, people seeking the American dream, they have 20 McDonald's around the city, and a very well-respected family. They take great pride in telling you that this is where the original McDonald's burrito started. So, you know, if you're ever in the neighborhood, this is a beautiful McDonald's, very well taken care of and very well attended. The two major streets are really busy, and they carry a lot of traffic east to west. It is the busiest thoroughfare that runs north and south throughout the area. And the shopping center in the middle is does incredibly well, so do the other stores in that general area. That original Sears store had a basement in there, and they eventually filled it up, which everybody thought was kind of unusual because there are no basements in the Houston area. And as you go beyond that, of course, you know, there's the final end of the line that we will go through in a minute. It's called the Magnolia Station, and we will be there shortly. But this intersection is probably the best known of all the intersections in this East End. Okay, we are at the Magnolia Station. This is the end of the East End line, and this is called 70th Street. This line is called the Green Line, and this particular station is called the Magnolia Park Transit Center. We're two blocks from that main intersection I kept talking about, where Wayside and Macario Garcia come together. At the time I was talking about 69th Street being named Macario Garcia now. Macario Garcia was a Medal of Honor winner during the Second World War, and had quite a record. To honor him, the neighborhood asked City Council to rename that street. And every so often you see pictures of him, a little small guy that after he left the service, worked for the post office, and it would be the last guy you think is a hero. And he never asked to be proclaimed as a hero, and quite a modest man, truly deserving of such a high honor. This area is full of restaurants and small businesses, and at this point the line ends, but close by, two blocks away, is the Wortham Park. And it's walking distance from here, and will soon be connected with a sidewalk where people can go and enjoy that park there. It is well taken care of and maintained by the Houston Parks Department. It's quite busy down here in this particular area. The buses, there's a big bus terminal here. It has been here for some time, and it's very, very well attended. I can see the people, I can see the paratransit buses also. This is a good neighborhood for Metro. Okay? There are a lot of transit riders here. Harrisburg continues to where the original Harrisburg, Texas was at Brace Bayou, where it intersects Buffalo Bayou, and that would be somewhere beyond 80th Street, so it would be approximately 10 streets from here. All of this was Harrisburg, who would have been Houston, as I mentioned earlier, and someday I'm told that we're connecting this metro line going toward Hobby, which would then go right by the original settlement and go through Broadway. Harrisburg becomes Broadway right at the Braisbyer connection, and then of course moves right into the Broadway that most of us know going into Hobby Airport. Right across the street, I'm looking at one of the bus stations called Lauto Buses Zima, Z-I-M-A. Has continual business every day for the buses that operate in this general area. This is a private bus line, by the way.
Well, that brings us to the end of the tour, and I've enjoyed telling you about the East End and the historic touch and all the progress that will come with the new metro line opening up here soon. And we look forward to having more Houstonians learn more about the East End. And I think they'll be as impressed as we are. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to work. And those of us that live and work here think so. And hope you'll feel the same way when you come see us.